Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Right, you've all heard of ska, haven't you? Well, today we're looking at the roots, not the musical roots, but the foundations in Jamaica of the big ska sound that's gone round the world and is still as powerful as it's ever been. And I'm talking about a school, and more of that later, but for starters, a band called The Scatterlites. The Scatterlites were a super group formed out of many of the musicians who had backed the early ska track from 1959, first ever recorded ska track, and through the early 60s. The studios used these brilliant musicians as their backers for the tracks, and then finally they got together, nine of them, and formed the Scatterlites. And that was in, the first gig was in May 1964, and 15 months later, in August of 65, they finished in their first manifestation after their brilliant, talented trombonist, Don Drummond, had to be taken away after he'd murdered his girlfriend and spent the rest of his years in an asylum in Jamaica. And the band seemed to have lost the fire after that, but they came back.
Then you will suffer. Life will England! Dirty bank rats!
Scatterlites are best described as the ultimate Jamaican supergroup. The band was formed in May of 1964 and finished 15 months later in August of 65. And what seems to have generally been behind the finish was the arrest of Don Drummond, their brilliant trombonist, who murdered his girlfriend and then moved into an asylum in Jamaica. And that was the end of the band in their first manifestation. The musicians mostly have been playing in various jazz groups, a lot of swing bands in the late 1940s and the early 50s. And ska took off, generally reckoned, around 1959 and into the early 60s. On just about every ska track recorded at that point, one or more of the musicians who formed the Scatterlites would have been playing. After the disaster, with their trombonist being sectioned, as we'd say nowadays, as I said, the band broke up, but they got together again in 1983 to play Reggae Sunsplash big festival that had started in Montego Bay. And since then, there's always been a Scatterlights band, had a huge influence on punk, rock against racism, and general awareness of Jamaican music. The band has continued with taking on new, brilliant solo musicians, and it was in 2011 that the band no longer featured any of the original founding members. So the first track today was Ringo by the Scatterlights, and then some more tracks by bands inspired by the Scatterlights. The first of those was Lygon Street Meltdown by the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. You can see where they came from. After that we had Bedouin Ska by the Western Standard Time Ska Orchestra, formed in LA with somewhere between 20 and 25 musicians. And then, always exciting to hear from them, Skull Collector by the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra from Japan.
that is true. Andy Paprika and a Mr. Pange. Kaoso Bia, Haitan in the Orta Baji Palachinta. When they make it this room from the city by ya. Andy Bean's room, the guy style. There's a only people in a Transylvania. The cap is the cooking and the second style. A delicious thing, you are putting on your mouth, and it is a high. And the dangna in the belly, them will give good food. You are stopping big belly, from the east, from the west, and the north, and the south. A delicious thing, you are putting on your mouth, and it is a high. And the dangna in the belly, them will give good food.
Hear this now.
No better get ready for the onion dish. So number one eat. My delicious thing I demand them can wish. And I'm hearing wise them I all go with it. There's a whole heap of food in a panonia. I dig good as this do. And the paprika and a Mr. Pancake. Also beer I tell in the other by the Palo Ginza.
Tell you about it.
If the original musicians in the Scatterites were a big part of the foundation of Jamaican music, the other rock on which it was built was the Alpha Cottage School for Wayward Boys, an amazing residential school set up by Catholic nuns in 1880 and for 64 of its years presided over by the amazing Sister Mary Ignatius. And the musicians that came out of that school were behind so much of the jazz, ska, rocksteady, dub and dancehall that came out of Jamaica. And the original 9 members of the Scatterites, no less than 4 of them had been trained by Sister Mary in their musical skills in the Alpha School. So big up there for a group of very inspiring Roman Catholic nuns. The first track of the 4, I think you'll recognise the tune, was by the Scatterites. Second track was called Don DeLion, a track in which Don Drummond played prominently and they kept his name on the track as a memorial for him. After that, and we're over another part of the world, we had the Pannonia All-Star Ska Orchestra from Budapest playing a track called Hungarian Dish. And then finally, Shankai Chek by British-based Jazz Jamaica, who've played many times for the Juju Club.
fact that we all have a choice. Life is nothing if you don't appreciate.
and three tracks to finish off today. First one was another track by the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. This one I'm absolutely crazy about. Papa's Got a Brand New Ska. And then we had two final tracks from the Scatterlights, Oriental Ska and Freedom Sound. Oriental Ska, there's always been a bit of an influence coming from the Orient, and I'm not sure how it crept in. It could be there were a number of Chinese music producers involved in the music scene in Jamaica, and maybe that's where that came from. And Freedom Sound, last track of the show, was one of their favourite tracks, played lovingly over the many, many years that Scatterlights have kept going, including their final sets played across in the States. And as I say, different musicians, Spirit of Ska lives on with the Scatterlights, and let's hope they come and visit us very soon. Bye.